Section 3. You will hear a professor and her students discussing class assignments. First, you will have some time to look at questions 21 to 26 on page 209. Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 26.
In this class, we focus on developing writing skills. So one of the most important things we do is practice those skills by writing essays. Today, we'll go over the requirements for your essay assignments. You'll have to write one essay each week. They're not very long essays, just about 350 to 400 words apiece. Every week, I'll assign a different type of essay. So I thought today we'd go over some of the important essay types. The first type of essay I'll assign will be an essay describing a process. So you'll need to choose something that you can describe step by step. Yes, Mr. Smith?
Is that a how-to essay? I mean, would a topic be something like how to fix a car?
Well, you should be more specific. Remember, you have a limited number of words. A better example would be how to change the oil in a car. Yes?
How about friendship as a topic? How to make friends? Would that be a topic for a process essay?
It could be, but actually friendship is a better topic for a classification essay, which is the second type I'll assign. In a classification essay, you present your idea by organizing it into categories. Three types of friends would be a good topic for a classification essay. The third essay type you'll write is compare and contrast. So obviously, for your topic, you'll pick two or more things to compare.
Like comparing the food in the student cafeteria to the food in a real restaurant.
Why not? That could actually be quite a good topic. But it really doesn't matter which topic you choose as long as you develop your argument well. The next essay type is argumentative, in which you'll present an opinion and prove or defend it.
I like to argue.
Well, then you should do quite well with an argumentative essay. When writing this type of essay, be sure to state your opinion in a clear, straightforward sentence. For example, homework is necessary could be a thesis statement. Yes?
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 27 to 30 on pages 209 and 210.